परेशान रखा चाहिए। भगवान की चुनाव नदी सो गए
थोड़ी ऐसे
थोड़ी है हमने
Thanks
so much for taking my call. I really, really appreciate it tonight. Over the channel, do you want to see about Italy?
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you, buddy. You know, Cody, you're a singer, songwriter, musician, dancer, actor. The big question is there anything you cannot do?
Well, thank you for that extensive list of... I mean, I don't know, it's an interesting question, a lot of things I can't do, one being make my bed, or, but in terms of creating a house, I think to, I like to explore and I guess experiment in all kinds of ways, you know, what I try to find and explore all kinds of outlets, so to speak, from music to film to, you know, whatever it is, really, writing poetry, anything, really.
Of course, we're here to come here in the UAP today, which is absolutely really interesting. I just want to say that, just for the fans' sake, take me back to a time when you're in your bedroom, you find a YouTube clip, then all of a sudden you get discovered. How does that feel?
It was quite thrilling, it was unexpected, but it was something that I always. I wanted to do at some point in my life, but I was very unsuspecting that it happened so early. I was a competitive swimmer growing up with my parents from Australia, and that was my childhood. It was competitive swimming, it was athletics in school, and playing guitar was really just a side kind of thing, or something I would do at lunchtime at school, you know, in the music room and all that. I would befriend all of the music teachers and convince them to let me use the rehearsal room so I could play with bands that I had at school and stuff. So it was always something that I was interested in, but my initial plan for my life was to do it after I retired as a swimmer. But, you know, life is experience and always unexpected, so I just kind of went with the flow and, I was writing songs and people seemed to be reacting and ended up coming over here, and I've been living in Los Angeles now. I've been living in Los Angeles, I spent all of my teens living here, I'm turning 21 next month. And so far it's just been a wild journey, a wild journey, you know, it's been crazy so far.
Yeah, and how do you make the move to the States permanently? What do you miss about Australia?
My friends, my extended family, lifestyle, each, the scenery, you know, it's quite unparalleled and, you know, are kind of matched to me, at least. Throughout my travels, but I have never found anywhere to compare. So, just that, and, I'm always considered at home because, I'd like to end up back there one day.
Yeah, of course, you know, this has been so much use of since COVID, didn't it? And people not in the last 2 years.
I've been relatively bored, in terms of publicly speaking, because I felt as though I needed the time to develop myself artistically, as a writer, as a guitarist, as a musician, and just as a person before I felt I could comfortably speak to anyone. Because growing up in the industry, in the music industry, especially when you're so young, you often don't have much say in the way you're presented to the world, and that can sometimes be, feel a little bit exploiting and a little bit scary. So I wanted to sort of go and figure that out, what that was for myself, so that I could come around and properly present it in a rational and ordered way that, was true and pure. So I was doing a lot of writing, a lot of reading, practicing guitar, things like that.
Fantastic. And you're now performing as a lead band guitar, which is what you say. How did you guys really have to try that?
So about 2 years, the last year that I was living in Jackson, Mississippi, and we were doing a lot of house kids and playing for the friends and buying people off the street and just girls and friends that we knew. As we were developing as a band, but we first originally met, I met drummer Adrian through mutual musician friendship or families, and he was quite famous in the musical, in the musician world, at least here in the States, and kind of worldwide as a jazz drummer, child of prodigy almost, touring with a lot of jazz drummers and arranging different jazz groups. And so we ended up meeting and bonding over music and becoming friends. We started playing together and writing music. So we went out and did a couple of gigs. We did a gig with a band that our bass player, Sharif was in at the time, and we would always go out and watch that band play, because we can watch a bass player, because he was so entertaining and such a presence on stage, so we decided to attempt to poach him this work in that measure, and now we can see he's doing this trio. So what's going on?
Interesting. And what can you touch behind the EP?
The inspiration behind the movie CD was a kind of, lyrically it ranges from such a topic such as environmentalism, ocean conservation, folklore, ranging from tide, such and kind of more serious environmental topics that are close to my heart. And it also touches on romance, freedom, and a general sense of optimism.
I've listened to it, absolutely love it, Tony. I think I can only say
thank you very much, man.
No, that's fine. Definitely go far. You're a superstar. Thank you so much for being here this morning.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you for your kind words. It was a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you so much. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Have a good day.